USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, has now said he's tested positive for the disease caused by the new coronavirus, becoming the first member of the Senate to report a case of COVID-19. He said in a tweet that he's feeling fine and has put himself in quarantine. Rand Paul is a doctor, and he said he had not had symptoms but was tested out of abundance of caution due to his extensive travel and meeting of many people. He said he was not aware of any direct contact with any infected person. While most cases of COVID-19 are mild and tens of thousands of people have recovered, older people and those with underlying health problems are still at a higher risk. The vast majority of people recover from the new virus. According to the World Health Organization, people with mild illness recover in less than 2 weeks, while those with more severe illnesses may take 3 to 6 weeks to recover. Keep it here for coronavirus updates. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Trump administration harshly criticized France for releasing an Iranian man wanted for prosecution by the United States in an apparent prisoner swap with Iran. The State Department said it deeply regrets the unilateral French decision to release Jalal Rahalyad, who was the subject of the U.S. extradition request on charges of violating American sanctions on Iran. Spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that France had failed to uphold its obligation under the Joint Extradition Treaty and harmed the cause of American justice. A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Baby by Jimmy Fallon. That's me.
As schools close indefinitely, children are now being forced to adjust to learning at home, and some kids may now become food insecure. A group of celebrities, including Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Jimmy Fallon, are hoping to ease both of the challenges. They're working with Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, two organizations that work to ensure children around the world have resources to grow up healthy. To get more information, go to #SaveWithStories. Actor and singer Kenny Rogers, who spanned jazz, folk, rock, country, and pop, has passed away. He died at his home in Sandy Springs, Georgia. He was under hospice care and died of natural causes. His breakthrough came when he was asked to join the folk group The New Christy Minstrels in 1966. The band reformed as The First Edition and scored a pop hit, which later became famous in the movie The Big Lebowski.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After the group broke up in 1974, Rogers started his solo career and found a big hit with the sad country ballad Lucille in 1977, which earned Rogers his first Grammy. He won his second Grammy after being part of a movie, The Gambler.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.